In this bulletin, the government will ask the Fair Work Commission to increase wages in line with inflation. New report calls for blanket protections of LGBTQIA plus students. And in rugby league, Newcastle's Leo Thompson faces a one-game ban for tackling Storm's Papenhuyzen mid-air. With all the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. The government is to ask the Fair Work Commission to increase the minimum wage at the same rate as inflation. Labor will make its submission to the Fair Work Commission on Thursday as part of the annual wage review. Inflation is sitting at 4.1% as of December last year. Minister for Employment and Workplace Relations, Tony Burke, says wages need to keep increasing to manage cost of living pressures.
People need to be able to keep pace with cost of living. For the last three quarters, we've had real wages growth. We hadn't had three quarters in a row of real wages growth for 5 years. So the fact that we've started to turn the corner doesn't mean that people are, after 10 years of wages flatlining, suddenly feeling that they're now ahead.
LGBTQIA plus students are more likely to be discriminated against than supported by independent schools, according to Equality Australia's national report into LGBTQ plus discrimination in faith-based organisations. The advocacy group is calling for blanket protections for LGBTQIA plus people across Australia. The government has given draft religious discrimination legislation to the opposition, but has not released it to the public in hopes of avoiding a culture war. CEO of Equality Australia, Anna Brown, says she would like to see the proposed legislation.
We would like to see a copy of the bill and have a consultation and respectful debate about this issue. We believe strongly that this is an issue that can unite the parliament, not divide it, and that Australians, like they did during the marriage equality debate, can come together around the principles of fairness and equality.
The federal government will look to change secrecy laws that criminalise disclosing information from national security agencies. The Independent National Security Legislation Monitor is undertaking a review of security offences to see if the laws are too broad, possibly unduly penalising journalists and whistleblowers. ASIO boss Mike Burgess will give evidence during the public hearing today, along with legal and policy experts and journalists. INSLM head Jake Blight says the laws need to strike the right balance.
Secrecy crimes have a role to play in protecting our national security, but in making laws to empower our police, security and intelligence agencies, it's important that we don't actually undermine the very democracy we're asking them to protect. That's a democracy underpinned by free political communication and free speech and accountable government, and all of those things are underpinned by a free press.
Russia has declared a national day of mourning as piles of flowers continue to grow outside the Krokos City Concert Hall, where 137 people were killed and at least 100 injured by armed attackers. The Russian Investigation Committee released a video on Sunday showing suspects in the shooting being brought to the Investigation Committee's headquarters in Moscow. Three of the four suspects charged with carrying out the attacks have now admitted guilt to their involvement in the shootings. US Vice President Kamala Harris fervently denies Ukraine was involved, instead pointing the finger at an Islamic State-affiliated group who claimed responsibility.
First, let me start by saying what has happened in an act of terrorism and the number of people who've been killed is obviously a tragedy, and we should all send our condolences to those families. No, there is no whatsoever any evidence, and in fact what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
And to rugby league, Newcastle's Leo Thompson is set to miss the Knights' upcoming semi-final rematch against the Warriors after receiving a one-game ban for tackling Melbourne fullback Ryan Papenhuyzen in mid-air. Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy says he isn't fussed by Thompson's contact, adding that he's happy to leave the decision to the match review committee. If Thompson decides to challenge the charge, he risks also missing the Round 5 match against St George Illawarra, as well as the trip to Auckland. Jack Hetherington is the most obvious choice for his replacement if he can recover from his ongoing ankle injury. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.